I'm a newlywed as of last year, and this is my first time ever being the spiritual head of household. And growing up, I didn't really have a good example of what that was. So for lack of a better phrase, I'm kind of running around like a chicken with my head cut off, and I don't really know what to do because I've never really seen this firsthand. So I'm just like looking for some guidance.
Happily. Well, this is awesome. First of all, that you're even thinking about this. I wonder how many married men are really thinking about their role as a spiritual head of the household. So that's beautiful. The essence of it is that you have, as the husband, you have a role as a head of the family that is, that doesn't make you obviously a tyrant or a ruler. You're not ruling your wife. The two of you are equal in God's eyes, but you have a role to play as the head. And we see, you know, in the Old Testament, Adam and Eve. We see in the New Testament, Christ and the church is his bride. And as St. Paul reminds us, that Christ is willing to lay down his life for his bride. So for you as the head of the household, in the spiritual leader, it's going to take the form of being, you might say, the leader in things spiritual. This is not the only thing, but let's just look at this for a second. Making sure that God is at the center of your home. Now, you and your wife presumably are on the same page on this, so it's not like you have to drag her along or anything like that, but the two of you together are making your home a little sanctuary, a little manger, so to speak, for baby Jesus to come and be present in your home. So that could take the form of making sure that you have an image of Jesus, a crucifix in your home, have the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary images enthroned in your home, prayer before meals, praying the family rosary if that's possible. Not all families are able to do that, but if you can, I would encourage it. Making sure that you get to the sacraments, going to Mass on Sunday, and all of those basic things. The same would be true when children start coming along. So I'm guessing you probably don't have any children yet, but once they start coming along. Okay. And in due time, they probably will, God willing. So one thing, for example, the church says that parents have a very important obligation to baptize their children as soon as is reasonably possible. The rule of thumb that the church points out is, you know, within a couple of weeks, you should be getting ready to have your child baptized. It would be wrong, for example, and I would say it would be negligence on the part of the father to allow the child to go for months and months and months and months and not be baptized because we want to wait for everybody to get together and have a big party. No, get your child baptized as early as reasonably possible and then have the party. You know, when everybody can show up, you have a party 6 months later. But put the sacraments first. And then it would also take the form, Jacob, of teaching the faith to your children from the time that they're little. And it doesn't mean you have to lecture them, but live the faith for them. Model the faith. Show them that you and your wife love Jesus. Show them why the sacraments and prayer are so important. And then they'll grow into it as they reach the age where they can begin to learn about that. The other thing I'll mention, and I'll leave it at this, Jacob, because there are books written on this topic, and we don't have time to go into all the details. But the other thing as a spiritual leader is that you are God's chosen instrument under the circumstances to get your wife to heaven. So you are entrusted with her eternal salvation because of your sacrament of holy matrimony. And so your whole married life should be focused on, Lord, what can I do to help my wife grow in holiness and to help her get to heaven? Now, maybe your wife's holier than you right now. Maybe not. But the fact is, if you are devoted to serving her spiritually and in all other ways, then you will be helping fulfill that role as the spiritual head of the home to help your wife get to heaven. And the same, she has the same duty toward you as well, obviously. But those are some kind of key points I would suggest to you. As if we look to St. Joseph, we see that he did all these things. Not that he had to help the Blessed Virgin Mary get to heaven. She was sinless from the moment of her conception. But he defended and protected and cared for and fed the Holy Family. And he did that both spiritually and physically.
Thank you so much. That added a lot of clarity, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. May God grant you and your wife many happy years and many babies, God willing.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless. Have a good day.
Thanks, Jacob.